Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. Welcome to Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is a show all about you. And what we've been trying to do here, not trying, but what we're doing every week, is moving our fields and frequencies so we can consciously radiate out into the world and be a part of a whole new evolution, which is called creating our reality. I know it isn't brand new to be talking about creating our reality, but we really need to move into a time where we are consciously, with our intentions, with our attitude, with our fields and frequency, with our shared pictures, to create a reality of our preference. And that's a reality in which you and I keep our visions aligned and in harmony. And the reason for that is the world is a little bit in a pickle. We're sliding into kind of a dead end with some parts of life on this planet, as you well know. You hear about it all the time. And there's a real challenge with the word democracy in America. Supposed to be the democratic stronghold has been bought off. And so many people that I talk to these days are really, really frustrated and really feel like, it's the end of the democracy, and that there's a crazy kind of hysteria through the Trump business, and so on. And so it would be really, really imperative for all of us to begin to talk about how or to begin to raise our fields and frequency in unison and start sending waves of change. The old word had it for years and years that America would implode from the inside. But say what, if you know that, and we know that it's pulling itself apart from the inside, what can we do? We can get in there and start to rebuild right now. And you start with your intentions, with your focus, with your self-love, with your love of other beings, with your love of the planet, with your love of transformation. Let's do litanies of that kind of thing. Because everything that we're creating in life can become a sustainable situation. There is enough room on the planet to feed everyone. I don't know how many of you have seen it, but there are maps of America on, for example, Facebook, showing how much on that map has to be covered with solar cells in order to run all of the power needs in America. Not very darn much, you guys. We have power and sustainability potential that most of us aren't even aware of. We're so busy kind of going, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here as the power goes down? And I don't know what's happening. This is a jump around, but there's something terrible happening in Fort McMurray where there's a burning, there's fires and stuff that are tremendous. And one of my friends was telling me about how as the polar ice melts, underneath, there are huge, huge vaults of flammable gases, like methane gas that was in the Pasadena area, and I think it's been taken care of, but it was burning for a long time. And apparently at the poles, there's a tremendous backlog of this stuff that's been under the ice, and so much of the ice is melting. So I'm not sure, but I think that some of that might be what's keeping that burning in Fort McMurray area in Alberta. Gosh, it's incredible. A lot of oil stuff there as well, and it's just going on. But you and I know that there are many, many ways to fix incredible things like that are going on. And some of the ways of fixing it are expensive because they're going to reroute certain industrial interests in order to offset some of the dangers on the planet. I mean, it's really interesting stuff. Interesting if you want to get academic, but it's interesting in the sense it's a matter of life and death for us to work on the planet. But back to what I initially intentionally said was that you and I can put our heads together and can create waves and waves of possibility to deal with some of the problems that are coming up on our planet. The planet is shrinking. There's still lots of room for all of us. But not if we're going to blow everybody up, burn cities and countries out, destabilize governments in different parts of the world, take most of the money into offshore accounts and not provide infrastructure support, let money be the ruling, the god, and not really supporting life as we know it on this planet. I mean, it's a really interesting time, which tells us that we have to actually go inside to keep America strong. We all have to go inside and really contemplate on our value structure, what it is we believe in, what are we doing here. This is a place that was once a place of potential light in a planet that's been very dark. Now we're sometimes the Darth Vader, I guess I would say, of a lot of the countries in different parts of the world. We've been egregious, taking making financial gains all over the world, costing us our education, our elegance, our support of one another. We have pretty terrible education, I mean, really terrible. And on our media, we choose low-end language a lot of the time, and we sell really, really ugly things or cheap plastic things. Good grief, here I'm going off. I'm in a rant here. But I think the thing that we have to remember is what we've allowed to create money has actually denatured what was a powerful core attitude in this country, and an attitude that said you can bring your poor, you can bring your persecuted, you can bring whoever to this country, and we will build a brand new world. I'm not an American, and I can't really quote the Constitution, but I know some of it's right there. And you and I know if we all raised our minds, our hearts, and our intentions, we could literally share that wonderful sending a wave out there that would knock the props out from under people who wanted to keep wealth for their own sake, who wanted to block progress in the government for some kind of reactive thing, people who will not put their head together for the sake of this country. We can intend, we can strongly share huge intentions to send waves of consciousness around the world and really just to flood this country. And I always use in this show, and I really want you to call in this week, you guys, please. But really, every week we do our conscious sacred geometric meditation. You know we do. And in that, I always want us to create a coherent field. And what we create the coherent field by taking our minds and our hearts and focusing them in on something amazing that can happen for all of us. It's like manifesting, but it's manifesting for the greater good as well. So why don't we start? There are five of you out there, and I hope some of you are listening, that we put into the structures, and we were intending with more vehemence last week than we have for quite a while. Because I know that if we take our focus, whether it's about these people that were having health issues, or whether it's about our election and our ability to transform the art of living in a democracy here in America, doesn't matter if our fields and frequencies are coherent, meaning if we're all connected over sending out a rather powerful light and a really powerful field, you're going to find that many people will wake up, and they'll wake up and participate in sending a greater field and greater intentions out into the world. We just have to get it going. We need a parade. We need some drums. Come on. And I just want to say this. On Tuesday night, we're going to have a live call-in with Linda Sherman. Do you remember Linda Sherman? Check out www.soothsayer.com. And Linda's one of my favorite interviewees, and she's got two books out called What Next and Fast Forward, talking about astrology, the kind of astrology she does, and backing it or really fitting into it some of the greatest scenarios that are political that can be described and predicted by her astrological work. But also she has such a knowledge about what's coming up politically and so on. And I mean, you're going to love her call. And we wanted to have her live, but also I want you to be able to send me or send Linda email messages or questions so that Tuesday night we've got lots and lots of your curiosity to work with on this show. It's going to be very exciting. Linda's been a guest off and on for years and is always, always inspiring to people. So let me know, Veronica@VeronicaAntWhistle.com. Send in questions for Linda Sherman's astrological focus and predictions on what's happening in the world. She'd talk about the election, your health issues, the world, the polar stuff, all the stuff. I don't need to go on and on. And I hope you're going to call in tonight yourselves. We want to have you call in and talk about what's going on in your life. So let's get into the structures and start doing a coherent meditation. Let's work together and create a huge, vehement wave that's going to go out over this country and one that's going to go all the way around the world. And remember, we like to knit into it, or we like to infuse this wave with some of the amazing downloads that are coming in through the universes. Oh, wow. Some people say they're coming from the 10th dimension and so on. Well, I guess I'm vaguer than that. I just see these amazing lights sloshing and swooshing way out there, and I know, and I've seen them coming for a long, long time, that they are coming to imbue us with higher frequencies. And remember this, this is an old thing we've heard many a time, but if somebody from 200 years ago arrived in this time and looked at you and looked at me, they'd think we were kind of magical because we'd be shimmering. They would feel heavier and denser because the Earth itself is getting more high frequency and the people are getting more high frequency. And that means change the energy, change the reality. So before I get on and on about that, because we're going to get back to that subject, I want you all to close your eyes and we're going to think about the five people. I hope I can remember who they were. We have Billy, we have Lisa, we have Carol, we have Judy, and I think there was one more, Jane, Thomas, that's what it was. All right, so all these people, and I think that's six, but it doesn't matter. We're bringing in all these different people with health issues, and you and I are going to intend on each one of them that they become more healed, that they become stronger and more vibrant, because each one of them has tremendous health issues. Thomas is the one who's a young boy. He's only 13 or 14. He's 14 now, and he's gone through a huge cancer cleanup thing. And we want to sort of send him the kind of energy that can help him restore himself to light. He's a wonderful, wonderful being. All these people are. Judy's in tremendous pain. Carol's in tremendous pain. We can intend, we can see them and intend with our hearts and souls that they feel, that they heal, and that they can move beyond whatever the prescription from the doctors are. So let's go up above your body about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And then drop your attention to below your spine, about 40 feet, there's another golden ball. From the upper golden ball down through your spine, drop a filament of light. Okay, and now from the upper golden ball down to your waist, drop a three-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. And those two pyramids meet base to base. And now the upper pyramid and the lower pyramid pushed together create a beautiful diamond shape. Now inside of that diamond, you have a crystal ball. And when you're in the crystal ball, you feel yourself having more of a feminine feeling. It's really good. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. It's a beautiful, beautiful three-dimensional star. And you're in it. Remember that the star that you're in is shaped very like your light body, right? and your light body all around you, that's a vibrational force all around you. When you can work with it, you can actually use it to shift dimensions. I look out at all of you and your stars, your light bodies, I go, oh, it's like a used car lot, only they're all shiny and bright, right? And now I want you to be calm for a minute. You see yourself in the star, and I want you to spin and spin and spin in the star. Spin and spin and spin in the star.
Good.
And in front of you, I want you to see a screen, a magical screen. And the first screen is all about you becoming what it is you want to become. And I really want to become actively multidimensional. That means that I want to be able to talk to you from any dimension at any given time. I'm not there yet. Sometimes I kind of am. Good. And what is it you want to become? You might want to become something different. We don't all intend the same thing. And we have a life that's been fractured and lobbied for separation. And we need to see that for what it is and learn to create a common wave that helps sustain life for all forms, you see. That's a whole lot different than I've got it so you don't, right? So when we see that fractured, those separations there, we wanted to send that wave out. Send a wave out. Okay, good. And I want you to wrap that in light, move it over to the left, and we're going to do a project. You're going to create a project on the next screen. What is it you want to create? You want to create home and family? Do you want to create a house? Do you want to create world travel? Do you want to create world peace? Do you want to create interdimensional travel? Do you want to create galactic travel? Do you want to create travel at all? What about a book, a CD, a play, a movie, a hairdo, a series of clothes, like a line of clothing? What do you want to create, a movie or a car, like a Tesla car, an optional energy force? There you go. Now I want you to see your project beautifully. And then I want you to see, feel, and know all of the resources flowing to you, magically coming to you at your behest. The resources like time, money, ideas, people. Oh my, look at how your project is becoming. All the pieces are coming together, and you're going to get more and more excited as this project really reaches its fruition. And that isn't enough, because when you get it to be what it is it's going to be, what you get it to be is a product that you're very, very proud of. It's part of your self-expression. And then from there, let's take a few minutes and see all the people, places, the money, the things that you need to create this, everything that's required for this to have its natural lifeline. I think that's a really, really important part of this. And you see how long it gets to last. And now wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. So we have these five people that really want to intend. I think I said six this time. We want to intend that those people absolutely feel our love and our intentions for them. You want to be, and you want to do this for lots of people, you want to intend that they receive the steps that they need to create the world they want. Good. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to create the Galactic Healing Center. We're going to drop in a little table, a beautiful healing table, and I say beautiful because it's always got a shimmering kind of sheet on it. And then around it, we've got nine healers, nine guides and angels, or nine healing forces that are right there in your supply, whether it's way out in your in the fields that surround you, the fields of consciousness that surround you. You invite in nine different beings. It's a wonderful idea because you're going to choose from that beings who themselves have healing potential, and beings who love you and these projects, and beings who have tremendous guide groups all around them, way out there. Now remember, these are great times on the planet. And on these great times, and we say they're great times because they're extreme, but the option, because of your ability and your intention, not just yours, but a whole bunch of people, the option for us to absolutely advance our species into one that is a win-win species, one that evolves and develops projects and ways of being on the planet that are going to suit all kinds of people, including Mother Earth. What if it gets hotter and hotter in certain parts and colder in certain parts? We have full capacity to both adapt to that and create some amazing ways of coping with it, also of doing various projects of technology and so on that help rebalance Mother Earth. We've really destroyed a lot of her stuff by attacking her and taking out the oils and so on. A lot of things can be fixed up, and we can use the resources very, very differently. We can be, what is that term, the Buddhist term, harm no one, harm to no one, harm to nothing living. So what we're going to do is have these healers stand around the table. The first person on the table is you, and I want you to ask these healers for help on something you want. Aha. I've asked for something that surprised me. Okay, and you, what are you asking for? And some of you, I can see several of you that don't really know what to ask for. What do I need? What, I don't know where to go. Some of you are overwhelmed. So you say to them, tell me what I need, or show me some of what I need. It's a great way to do it. There you are. Okay, there you are. All right, now wrap yourselves in light, and you should be able to feel the energy working through your body and mind. Good. Now wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and now we have a fresh healing table. And we're going to bring in, let me see. Okay, so let's bring in, I want to bring in some political stuff, eh? So let's bring in... I wonder if we should bring in Bernie Sanders for starters. Let's bring Bernie in and have him on the table. And let's do some amazing healing work with him to help his brain keep going and do wonderful, wonderful visioning for our society to keep his intentions very pure and purifying. I think he's a pretty good man. Even his, he and his wife together are really amazing beings. And I know there are people that would love to destroy him and people who ignore him because he's not ever going to get anywhere. Well, you and I know that he went a long way, baby. And so let's just see him lying on this table and being loved and nurtured and supported and also infused by some of the higher beings that are surrounding him with strengthening belief structures and possibilities of incredible sustainability. I keep seeing the word sustainability all around him. He has the ability, you know, to actually create systems that are sustainable for human nature and for the Earth and for the ETs, and who all knows what's going on there. So I want to see Bernie wrapped in light and pumped and infused with light, and also pumped and infused, imbued with all kinds of really interesting ideas of what it is he could do on this planet to help people be inspired to keep those waves going. Feel the burn, feel the wave. So let's wrap him in light, and the guides that are around him will go with him over to the side here. We have a fresh table, and the guides will replicate themselves all around this fresh table. And I think what we should do is bring in any of the, should we bring in Donald Trump? How about that? Would you like that? Some of you are going, no! I'm saying, but what would happen if we do healing work on Donald Trump? Would maybe he get over being that kind of being? Would he get over being, you know what I'm trying to say, would he get over being erratic? Can we help flow energy to him and wrap him in light and keep him protected in such a way as he will not be able to flail some of his notions out into the world in a destructive fashion? Let's just keep seeing that he becomes more centered inside and is thinking in terms of the greater good and consistency in his life. And we're going to wrap that in light, and we're going to kind of cocoon him so that he's absolutely imbued and infused with that consciousness that would take him through helping the planet rectify its needs and so on, instead of just tearing things up. Mm-hmm. And see him buttoning up his lips so he isn't going to attack so many different countries on the planet. Because maybe, and somebody pointed this out on Facebook, that he's actually helping, because he's going to blow the whole thing apart, and maybe it's time to do that. And we're saying that, you know, it doesn't have to be a destructive blow the whole thing apart. It can be a sudden, permanent, transformational change, a focus toward from this way of being into a win-win, helping the planet, sustainability, and evolutionary kind of thing. We can do that, you guys. We are an unlimitable species, and he's fortunately or unfortunately part of that. So let's just see him be wrapped in light. Good. And we're going to wrap him in light, move it over to the left. And now in the next one, we're going to put 5, 6, 7, 8 tables, and we're going to put people that you know of that are in dire shape and dire straits, and they're sick. One of them has dementia. One of them has got some sort of deteriorating disease where her legs don't really work properly. One of them is really frustrated about money and trying to get somewhere and feels that she's been blocked, and in that block that she's got brilliant talents and a real earnest desire to serve the planet, but she's not able to get out. She's not able to get it done, and for some reason she isn't attracting in the opportunity. And I can see what it is, because they often see our aspects of our emotions and our belief structure are in kind of very soft little membranes, but in any case, they're contained. So even though this person has a strong charisma, she has it in a kind of a membrane, so it doesn't shoot out as far as it might. So we're saying this is something that really, and any of you who really want to perform or be recognized, I want you to jump in and have your own version of this table and see the guides and angels coming to you. We have and ask for a bigger realm of guides, bigger realms of guides, meaning each one that's there calls in his realms or her realms, excuse me, his or her realms of higher guidance beings that can help. Good. And then, oh, good. And the great beings of light move up through this whole picture. Ah. Excellent. And so that any of you who feel like you want to be recognized so you can give your service, ask to feel that those membranes are kind of dissipated or punctured, or that you're stepping into a birth time and you can be recognized, because it's like a bell ring. Who doesn't need your help? Hello, we all do, don't we? Mm-hmm. And so see yourself, if you're one of those on the table, and see yourself pushing or being pushed forward to come out and be recognized. See the light in your heart become a very bright, bright, bright green. Good. All right, now we're going to wrap that in light. I like that one a lot, and we need more and more of that, because as we talk about oneness, and we talk about building up our voices so that we can really make a difference, we need to be able to use our hearts to attract in respect and opportunity, don't we? Okay, so wrap that in light, and I wonder if there's any more people to be doing there. There's a lot more people to be doing there. There's something about, some people, I don't know what it is. I can see that there's this whole kind of, here's what it is. Let's take a look at bringing in on this other table a whole realm of guides again. Only these are, again, each one has realms of guides, and each one has realms of guides, each one has realms of guides, which are just beings of consciousness that are there to support. And over here, there's all these, on this table, there's this really odd series of inventors. Some are women, some are men. And they're creating amazing things. It's almost like this is the etheric factory from which you're going to download some tremendous life-sustaining inventions. Let's just see them all happening. So in the table before, there we were as opening up so that we can attract, so our charisma goes out and we can attract interaction on a big level to really grow people's awareness and that field of attraction that brings us into oneness and brings us into markets and being able to do whatever it is we want to do. Now, in this one with the inventors, it's similar, but what we see here is the guides and the guides, realms and realms and realms of being from higher and higher levels, making sure that these inventions that are very gifting and helping the planet sustain itself and helping human beings create food and create shelter and create empowerment for vehicles and for even creating vehicles that don't damage, do no harm, right? Vehicles that don't damage the plants and the planet and so on. See all of this stuff evolving with the cahoots, the help, the intentions of your wonderful, blessed guides. Oh, my goodness. My body is just a buzzing here as we see all these potentials. And now we wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to do our final screen, which is, this is not a screen, it's a table again in the Galactic Healing Center. And on this one, you know, a lot of you saw these little movies of Syria, what it was like when they bombed that hospital, when we bombed that hospital. But that just gives you an example of so many things that are going on there where it's being flattened. And I just can barely stomach it. So what we want to do is put those beings who are in charge of that, some of them are American, those beings in charge of that on the table. And we want to put Syria itself on the table. There are other places as well, but we're going to do Syria today. And just see it on the table being infused or imbued with light. Magic is possible. We want to see it to be a transcendent experience for all those beings that are involved in it, whichever side they're on, or the political side. Because to me, it really doesn't matter anymore. We have to stop killing one another and ravaging the planet. It is that simple. It's because of evolution, you see? And so what we're seeing here is wrapping that in light, but also seeing each person anywhere involved in that debacle and anywhere in the world that's having that impact on there. We want to see them imbued with light, imbued with heart, compassion, true multidimensionality, and a nature that knows that do no harm is something we must acquire before we go into the universe even farther and become a part of the Galactic Federation. You want to be a part of the Galactic Federation, and so did I. But we don't really want to drag all this junk with us. We want to evolve. That means you and I bringing up our spiraling lights inside, and then all of these beings who are involved in these political activities we want to send into them. War activities, we want to send into them thoughts and intentions of sustainability and of bringing the world to a higher place. Good. Now wrap that in light, and now we're going to reach up with our minds as a sculpting tool, and we're going to draw down from these wonderful, wonderful downloads in the universe. amazing are these kind of a chartreuse, no, no, sort of a salmony, orangey pink fuchsia kind of color, all kind of mixed together and shining in different dimensions. And as we call those in, we call them down into the top of your head and have them spin round and round in your head, round and round in your neck, round and round in your shoulders, down into your heart. And they spin round and round in your heart and then go back up to your shoulders, down your arms. And they come out your hands and they're radiant from your hands. Good. And then radiant from your hands, and then have the radiance. I want to see you pat all over the world, wherever you think things are in state of tragedy or trauma. Pat, 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 pat. And where people are very, very sick, very poor, where there's fires in Fort McMurray and other parts of British Columbia, where there's Syria, where there's war, where there's terrible dictators, where there's lobbyists that are pulling the wool over our eyes for the sake of money, where there's corruption, where there's corruption, pat these lights, because apparently some of the lighting that's coming in through the universe is giving us conscious, transformative lights, and those lights are going to run through you and me and give us a boost if we let them, right? You and I are capable of so much more. We're unlimitable as a species. See yourself reaching out there with your mind as a sculpting tool, drawing down more and more of this light and asking for the presence to be with you as you carry on through this time. There you are. And then I want you to close off the Galactic Healing Center. Just close it off. And I want you to jump into your star tetrahedron, right? And I want you to spin, 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 and spin. Can you do that? Spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin, let's meet here. I want you to call in. Do you think you could call in for me and make some sense out of things? I want you to call in tonight. That would be so good. Do we have any callers, Doug? Okay, so one of the, oh, darn, never mind. So some of the people that I've been talking to are asking a lot of questions about the election. And I want to say to you, you can make a huge difference. You want to see different candidates, then you have to create and design from your mind and your heart. Not just your mind, which is sometimes a very cold thing. You've got to come from the heart. Who are you really? The power, the truest power is in your heart, isn't it? We want to call in a few extraterrestrials as well and get them to help. Because this election, how I see it right now, is this election is showing us how far, how much there's no cohesion amongst groups in this country. Probably the most cohesive force is that they're not cohesive, right? So you and I want to see something going on. We want to see our children get educated. We want to see Americans be smart. We want to see people take advantage of learning and sharing and creating and inventing and purifying the planet and so on and so forth. It's possible here. All the materials right here, is it not? But you got to intend it. You got to see things that are possible. It's like talking to people about the election. People go, there's no point. There's no point because it's been bought, because we know who. I'm not going to start dropping names and make this a political diatribe. But we know that we've been deceived a lot. Do you ever notice that? And I don't know how many of you still consider 9/11 as being set up from inside of the U.S. I think most of us do now. And we've been deceived in a number of ways. We've been told about money. We've got the pharmaceuticals running us. I saw a thing on Facebook that said the hepatitis C drug is $900 in India, and it's $84,000 in the U.S. And there's absolutely no excuse for that. It's just greed on the parts of people. Now, I haven't done the specific research, but I do know this, that it's very easy when, what is the old Machiavellian thing? Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when money and power are intermingled and we don't have the Glass-Steagall Act anymore to stop the, or to keep us organized, and I mean, it gets to be a real mess. But you and I can break into some of that by really intending it. So then we want people to be well, and yet we've got food that's been poisoned, right? I mean, I'm going on and on about stuff you know, but I'm saying we can intend to do something about it, and we can intend to share. I always feel like we need to share our intentions over and over again so that we're linking arms with our minds, and we can make a big, big fuss that way. And we can do it on social media. We can do it all kinds of ways. So phone in and tell me what's going on with you. I'm looking at, we've got a few of you that haven't called in. I'm getting a lot of, let me see, I'm going to take a look out there. There's a woman out there who's actually quite educated and is very discouraged by everything. And you're out there and you're wondering whether to bother or not. I'm saying bother, for heaven's sakes. Phone in, let's generate. If you're feeling a little discouraged, why don't we generate some thinking and some expression and some expansion in our thoughts? Why don't we bring in the highest fields and frequencies that we can and bring in a few ETs while we're at it? We're talking with Lavendar. I was on that show this week, Lavendar Hotline, Starseed Hotline Radio Academy. And my, it's very interesting, it's Tuesdays. And I was talking with people there, and they just work a lot with ET magic. They work with the fact that, like I keep saying, we're unlimited, and they work with that, because those people who have worked with ETs on any level at all know that there is no time and space, and that you can move dimensions. You and I do it intentionally. They do it in a number of ways. They travel that way, don't they? So I'm saying, well, let's call some of them in, too. And what is it that they can do for us? And what is it that angels can do? So there's a woman out there who's really educated, very, very attractive, probably in your mid, early 50s, I would say, and you're just too discouraged to either call in or think about what to do. And I'm saying it's not because you don't have enough education, because you do. You have to throw into your education that aspect of life that says, I know that there's magic because I'm an unlimited being. And as an unlimited being, I can create visions and thoughts that move out there. And it can really make a difference. Because she's one of those people, like a lot of you that I've talked to, that say, well, there's not much point. You know, it's all a bot. It's a fixed, that the whole election is fixed, and that's true in a way. But if enough people made a fuss, guess what? They wouldn't get away with that, would they? If enough people made a fuss that there's been some, you know, so this woman is standing back going, I don't know, what's the point? And I'm saying, come on, honey, you've got the wealth, you've got the intelligence, you've got the degrees, you look good, you're smart. Get your attitude really strong and start to focus, and then call me later and tell me, didn't we make a big difference in this election? Not telling you who to vote for, but I am saying go for wherever the ethics are high and wherever the person really wants to move people out of war. I think that's pretty darned important right now. And let's see here. One of the things that fascinates me is that we have tremendous angels that come around. And I'm seeing, as soon as I made a pause, I had an odd yawn, which just means there's some energy pulling and pushing, and we're transforming it, and that's why it's pulling and pushing. So all of a sudden, I see some angels there, and they're working very hard. What they're saying is they're working really hard thoughts and feelings of individuals to really get people to awaken. Because even if your candidate doesn't get in, there has to be a fervor in this country for the election. There has to be a fervor, not just the lobbied stuff or the paid-for stuff or the media-driven stuff, but there has to be a fervor for taking some sort of stand and really working toward putting it into what's possible in this country, how you perceive it. Because if enough people do that, guess what? We can turn this whole thing around. And that, I'm not telling you which side to vote on. I'm just, and it's only one side anyway right now. But I am saying that if enough of us really focused on that, we would have an amazing country here. We have, yes, and actually it's also amazing how much some of the financial stuff has been crazy. We're in debt up to our ears and much farther. It's been stupid, some sort of bravado and some sort of way of saying it doesn't matter what we do. And as you know, we've hidden a lot of money in offshore accounts and so on, and that the international codes are all breaking down and nobody's really sure how it's all going to work. But you know what? The guy's just saying it's possible to turn it all around. And it's possible if you and I and other people that we're connected to really get to work on influencing one another, we can build up our esteem again, we can build up our intention again, and we can help people resolve some of these fears or this incredible complacency that comes from knowing that elections are bought or that there's some kind of power running things behind. There's ultimate, you have a great power running things even farther behind that, and that's your higher power. So let's go up into the higher power and let's talk to one another. Shall we do that? Okay, so if you're not going to call in, you know I have to do this sort of thing, don't I? And I want to remind you, Linda Sherman is going to be on my show at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and I'm so excited about it because she is such a character. Please send me your questions, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com or on Skype, Veronica Entwistle. Send me questions for Linda Sherman, and I know it's going to be really exciting for you. She'll tell you lots that's going to happen, but actually, Linda, I've talked to her for years, but I also know she believes, too, that you can create the outcomes you want, no matter how many predictions are being based on what's going on today, right? So what was I going to do here? I was going to do something, some little exercise. Oh, let's talk to our higher power. Let's talk to our higher self. Those of you who do 12-step programs are quite accustomed to higher power, aren't you? This is a little bit different, but I'm sure you could do it exactly the same way if you wanted. So what I'd like you to do is call in, like do a clearing. Clear, clear, clear. Okay, good. All right, now I want you to drop into what I would call a meditative state. And you can do that pretty fast by dropping into your base chakra, drop into your red chakra right at the base of your spine. And watch yourself let down any tension. And if you want, you can do a couple of minutes of rapid panting through the nose. Okay, now we're going to ask. Good. We're going to ask to feel that part of your own being that knows everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going as a soul. How does your body, pay attention to how does your body feel as you do that? Everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going as a soul, it's your higher self. I find I feel like I'm kind of like way bigger than I am. and it's in that big, big place. I want you to go way up into that. So as if there's a little part of you that's kind of an imp sitting at the base chakra, have it move right up and inhabit the very high parts of your beingness. Good job. And then I want you to start talking to the higher self of those people that you really, really want to connect with. And I want you to send your information out and make a connection with someone. You can do it this way. You could say, I'd like to meet with or speak with someone who has a very high potential for changing what's going on the earth plane. And someone who's loving, and I might know them and I might not, someone who's loving and caring and really knows that we can make these changes. And see your higher self go over there. There you are. Now you might feel some real pressure in the front of your head, in front of lobes, or into the center of your head. Good. And then ask that person or that being or that spirit, whoever you've called in, if they have a message for you about what's going on the planet, and is there anything you can do? There you go. To make things better. For the sake of everyone. And the other thing I want you to ask is it possible for us to have kind of unity consciousness on this planet? Is that impossible? Is it possible? We live in a world that's tried to separate us from one another, and we certainly are in little camps and pockets, aren't we? So ask your being, what are you getting if you ask, is it possible? Yeah, there you go. And many of you know that the internet has been a great way to connect with people you might never have met, right? But this is also a good way. And what happens is it's called, I think the internet is kind of like training wheels for doing this sort of work. So when you go up into your higher self and you talk to this being who has got some answers for you or some discussions for you, you really start feeling more and more possible on the planet. This is an amazing time when it comes to that. If you can push yourself up and out, and then when I go out and I ask to feel that, what I feel that's very, there you go, that's very possible, yeah, is for us to start operating at that high level all the time. Stop, pay attention, ask what you're asking. Good. There you go. And I want to move to a higher level. I want to move to a higher level. That's what you want to be talking to them about. I want to be able to see beyond. I want us to get the reality that to be a transformative species, we have to move collectively to a much, there you go, much higher level. Some of you have already started to do that. Higher self into the higher selves of many, many other beings. Don't be afraid to ask for, oh, I don't know, someone who's famous, somebody that you really respect. Yeah. And in some cases, you might be wanting to argue with somebody on the higher self level. Right? There you are. That's starting to get calm. And I want you to be able to do that and get some answers for yourself. We're going to have to be pulled off stage in a few minutes. So remember to tune in Tuesday night for Linda Sherman and check out her www.soothsayer.com, SOOTHESAYER.com. Linda is amazing. She does astrology. She tells you what's coming up. But she's also quite a student of politics and, you know, all of the intricacies that lead to things. So she makes decisions according to astrology and according to her incredible knowledge base. She's a very, very wise woman, but she's also a lot of fun. She's one of my favorite people when it comes to interviewees, just because she's so alive. She used to be an opera singer, for heaven's sake, And now she's getting up there in years, and she's working really hard as not only an astrologer, but this is something you and I want to do with her intention to actually assist in a changing of the world to become a sustainable, unity-based consciousness for all. So I want to say to you, let's get in touch. Thank you so much for your phone calls. Now I have to get mad at you. And I hope to hear from you, Veronica, at veronicaentwistle.com. I want to say thank you so much to Doug and Don and the BBS radio people, Deborah and so on, all the wonderful people that are helpful there and keep us on the air. And I want to say please be in touch and remember that we can be a unity. We don't have to be in separate little pods, and there is enough on this planet for all of us. When work changes and people get released, there are other ways to redevelop work. We have to have the ethics and we have to have the heart. So let's all intend that that happens. We can have a great life. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Keep your radiance strong. Much love to you. This is Veronica saying good night.